You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Brother Charles, and this is Time and a Half on your radio station. Now, this is a very special episode. It's the Be Inspired episode. And I need you to be inspired because last week was a little heavy. You know, a lot went on. This week I want to focus a little bit on the upticks and the positive things going on in our communities, in our world, in our globe, on my campus. And as a result, I want to be a little upbeat today, and the music will reflect that. Just a couple things going on in my life. I've been accepted to study abroad in Senegal for the interim. I'm currently crowdfunding on GoFundMe. You can find it on my Facebook page, Charles Evans. I'll drop some links on my social media. Please reach out. I need $5,300, and right now I'm under five, but we're going to get back to where we need to be. Need $5,300 to get over there. Right now I'm crowdfunding as much as possible. Any donation is much appreciated. I got some flyers that's going to be all around campus pretty soon. People are going to use their Snapchats. And as a result, go to that link and drop whatever bread that they have. But right now, I just want you to feel a little optimistic. It's Wednesday, almost over the hump. We are over the hump because it's about 5 o'clock right now. Fall break coming up this weekend. Going back to see my family, which was great. Congratulations to my sister. She just had her housewarming last week, which was awesome. Had a great time. Saw a lot of great people. Shout out to my love for rocking with me as we went in that jump. It's just been a good couple weeks, man. We gonna keep it rocking. Hope the music can reflect that and keep you upbeat. And a lot of people have been having pretty tough weeks, but it seems like people are kind of getting through it. And I'm proud of everybody, especially here at Live, for getting through nitty gritty, whether that be midterms, quizzes, tests, homework, or just trying to stay awake in class. This is Optimistic with the Sounds of Blackness. Once again, you're listening to Brother Charles on Time and a Half.
We'll be right back. herself inside her ebony. She ain't even checking me. Oh.
Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, and we're asking you all to be inspired today. You know, it is easy to fall into a spirit of negativity and pessimism, given everything that goes on in our world, given everything that goes on in our country, and given everything that goes wrong in the communities and the campuses around us. But it is so important, and I can't, you know, iterate this enough, to always stay inspired, to always stay uplifted, and always be in a place of positivity, no matter what's going on in your life and what's going on around you. Because when you succumb to the negative And when you succumb to pessimistic feelings, you start to really live in that. You start to fester in that. And it's really hard to pull yourself up out of spaces like that once you get comfortable in negativity. Once you get comfortable in pessimism, once you get comfortable in canned attitudes, once you get comfortable in, you know, a level of despair, it's hard to get out of that, because you find, weirdly, oddly enough, a lot of folk can testify to this. Sometimes we find comfort in despair. And we find comfort in negativity, because at a point in our lives that might be all that we know. And it's hard to detach from that, because when we detach from that, there is a level of ambiguity that goes along with changing our mindsets and focusing on the positive aspects of life. But once you do, and once you make that switch, once you make that flip and start living in a spirit of positivity, once you start recognizing the still reliance in situations, once you start, you know, believing in yourself and working on your self-esteem, once you start recognizing your own abilities, once you start recognizing the blessings that are being bestowed upon you on a day-to-day basis, it's hard not to want to stay in that place. And we find comfort in that place. And once you find comfort, in positivity and optimism and are in a state of constant uplift, your life just, I think, becomes a lot more easier to deal with. It's all right to be, it's all right to recognize your valleys and kind of put your head down and push through it. But it's also imperative that we celebrate our mountains as well. And we look around once we get to the mountaintops instead of being focused on the valleys that might be up ahead. And that's my tidbit for today, is to always remain encouraged and be encouraged, because whatever valley that you're in right now, you don't have to stay there. You don't. Because there's a mountaintop coming right around the way. And I just want to say that today was a good day, and we're going to celebrate it by listening to my man's Ice Cube. It's not the explicit version, of course, because that one's a little vulgar and I want to stay on the airwaves. Keep rocking with me. It's time and a half.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they roll right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching your MTV raps. What's the haps on the craps? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door, little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus, nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day.
homie's house pay. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pimp.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Yeah, but I was down and out like last week. Tell me, where have you been? Yeah, you came out of hiding, girl. Don't act like I'm your man. I'm just a fan. You don't hold rank.
With a sick mouth and a slick flow. Got you around me, nigga, ain't a plan. When I'm coming for the kitty, got my full goddamn. Do it for my niggas in the coast right there. Do it for my niggas in the ghost right now. Niggas got killed for the boy, living dreams in the hills, and they watching for the boy right now. Goddamn, what a time, what a year. We are what them young boys feel. I kill, never be killed, that's real, no lie. You can tell that from my peers right now. Don't you wanna f me now? Don't you wanna love me down? Girl, you can't tie me down like Ray J said, but no, I'm down. Freaky, nigga, show me something. Shake it like you owe me something. Pushing on the like a button. Four time, fifth time, you gush. Still getting rowdy in the function. Just on my like it's nothing. Everywhere I go now, always got bumping, jumping, jumping, jumping.
Hey, nice to meet. I'm Young L.A., who you be? Down east and southeast. Got her clapping to this beat. She invite me to her crib. I walk in, she say my heat. She said, but I live in the hills. That's just the way I sleep. Stop that madness, I'm a savage. In traffic with Mac 11s. Bad as bitch, and she's Spanish. I fired at y'all the best. Cause we get nasty, I'm her daddy. She know a nigga ain't average. Ain't nothing wrong with fake bitches. Turn around, let's make magic. I'm geeking, I'm on it. Don't look at me like you want it. Tell them that we ain't stunting it. Fourth down, we ain't punting it. King of District Columbia, can't come here with.
No, like last week. Tell me where you been. She been a time and a half with Brother Charles on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Be Inspired episode. And one thing that I think is very important is a lot of folk always talk about energy, right? People always talk about, like, I can't be around so-and-so, they got bad energy. Oh, I like being around so-and-so, they got really good energy, right? Folk always want to talk about energy this, energy that, energy this, energy that, but aren't really talking about the energy that they're bringing into a room. So we need to break that down for a second. It's hard to be inspired when you have folk around you, right, who are pessimistic, when you have folk around you who are negative, when you have folk around you who don't, you know, see beyond certain horizons and haven't really opened their mind up to the fact that certain possibilities are endless. If they really put their mind to something, right, and believe in their abilities, and that can be draining, right? And if we recognize that, we also have to recognize that we ourselves can be those people at times, right? Everybody always want to talk about somebody else's energy, but don't want to talk about themselves. Like, yo, you might be the person bringing the negative energy into the room. You might be the individual who always has something negative to say to their friends when they think of an idea or when they bring something up to them, to you. You might be the individual who people want to avoid when they, you know, might want to step out into a new venture. And if that is the case, then you really need to look within yourself and ask yourself why it is so hard for you, you know, to be confident in something, right? What are you so afraid of? What have you gone through in your life that has affected, you know, the leaps and bounds that you can place yourself into, all right? And what is holding you back? Because you'll get left behind if you're always the person who's trying to keep somebody from going forward. And we don't want to do that, right? We don't want to be the antonym to inspiration. We don't want to be, you know, the person that somebody avoids when they need some encouragement, right? We want to be encouraging. And in a way, I feel like boosting somebody up at a time where they really need it, or sizing one of our friends' ideas when they're really excited about something, really can make you feel better about yourself, because watching somebody that we care about be excited about something, or just be encouraged and kind of come out of a negative space, right, should revitalize us if we truly care about them. Watch those folk who always has something negative to say about you when you share good news. Watch the folk around you who always have to make a situation about them if you're looking for encouragement, right? Watch those folk around you who have to talk about the worst case scenario every single time, right? And can't, you know, balance it out with you know, positive possibilities. Because those are individuals who are going to keep you stagnant. Those are individuals who are insecure. And those are individuals who don't have the confidence within themselves. So it's impossible for them to have real confidence in you. Man, I'm dropping these gems for free this afternoon. Because I've interacted with folk like that, and it is absolutely draining. And they are definitely in the past tense aspect of my life, because there is no way that I can reach the full potential that God has placed on my life and really recognize my vision and my purpose, right? If we have people who are, you know, very minute in their thinking, right? If you're trying to think big, right? If you're trying to surpass the potential that you have, you have to be around people who at least recognize the potential, who can at least recognize your current potential, right? Your cup should be overflowing, and you got people who are trying to spill it. Honestly and truly, right? And also, don't trip yourself up either. I think it's hard for folk who don't necessarily have the highest self-esteem to be inspired sometimes, because every time they may get an idea, or every time they might think that something might work out for them, there's immediately this voice in their head that tells them otherwise. And, you know, sometimes it's hard not to listen to the voices in our head. For those of you who saw my film that I did with Tracy Robinson last year in Audible, it was a testament to the voices in our head and how sometimes it's hard not to succumb to them. But sometimes you have to really break that chain and combat the negativity that a lot of us have been conditioned to think. You know, if we've had a negative upbringing, right, if our folks weren't the best parents and didn't lift us up but really tore us down, then it's hard for us to come out of that, but it's possible. If, you know, we were in a relationship where our significant other wasn't supportive, or it took a lot for them to support us, or they always kind of had something negative to say. And it doesn't even have to be a relationship. It could have been a friendship as well. Just a hater next to you. If you had a hater next to you for a long time, and they just always had something negative to say around you, and, you know, you thought they were a loved one, so you kept them around for way too long than you should have, then it's hard to come out of that space. But you can do it. Slowly and surely, you can come out of that. And, you know, even if you feel like you do have low self-esteem, you can claim that, and you can deal with that. You can go to therapy and unpack it. You can, you know, go to the proper counselor and really, you know what I'm saying, break down the reasons behind the way you feel that. But you can also start living in the truth that you are capable of doing any and everything. At my sister's housewarming this past weekend, I prayed over the food in it. I was saying that we pray for ideation turning into creation, right? every thought that you ever had had the possibility of becoming tangible, right? Every accomplishment that you ever had, you know, was at one point a thought, maybe a hope, maybe a wish, maybe a prayer. You know, I thought that eventually I was going to be in college and I'm about to graduate in May. I thought, right, that I was going to, you know, get to Morocco, and I did. And I had a wonderful time. I thought that once I got to school, you know, I was going to take advantage of a lot of different opportunities, and I have. Like, I thought that I was going to be a Posse Scholar, and I became one. Your thoughts have the ability, you know, through the work and the faith to manifest, right, into something that is tangible, something that is valuable, something that is beneficial to your life and will continue to be beneficial to your life. You just have to believe that. All right. You have to believe that, and you have to stay away from people who don't. Right. And if you're one of those people who don't, you need to put the work in to make sure that you are one of those people who do. All right. But I'm done dropping these gems. We're going to keep it pushing with the music. And if you have a thought and you want it to turn into a reality, if you have some ideation that you want to turn into creation, don't let that idea go. Okay? Don't let it go, like Wayne wanted to say. Here we go. No Letting Go by Wayne Wonder on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Keep rocking with me.
Got somebody, she is a beauty, very special, really and truly. Take good care of me, like it's her duty. Won't you ride by my side?
We're going to keep it rocking, but I had to give a special shout out to Lisa over there at the La Farm. Once again, like, them grape tomatoes I had a couple weeks ago really changed my life. I did yoga outside, y'all, with my shoes off. What y'all know about that? And I really needed that because, you know, I don't know why, but I was having a tough week right then. But This is also to inspire everybody who's trying to get their body back right. Over the summer, I don't like everybody was talking about their summer body. Like, that's never existed for me. I always eat my best in the summer because I'm not eating live food. So, of course, I'm making up for lost time. And when you eat good, sometimes, you know, if you're not balancing out with, you know, quality diet and exercise, the gut might start poking a little bit. You know, the six pack might turn into a one pack or a one fat in my case. You know what I'm saying? But we got back right. You know, I've been in the gym. Eat a little more vegetables. Less meat. Less. That, I don't even eat red meat or pork. If you are here still eating swine, like, you know, live your life. It's not going to be your best if you're still eating pork, but we can talk about that later. But if you in the Eastern community, especially if you at live, pull up to La Farm. That joint has some of the best vegetables. I was out here eating Brussels sprout tops. You just eat that junk like it's popcorn. Eating grape tomatoes and junk so sweet. I didn't even know tomatoes had variants of flavors. You understand me when I tell you. I was eating Roma tomatoes like they was apples. All the nutrients. Also, be inspired, everyone at Live, to wash your hands. Flu season is upon us. And if I see you walk into the bathroom and not wash your hands, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to tell you, pull out your phone, and I'm going to tell you to call your mom and to tell her directly that you're being nasty, right? Because I'm trying to live my best life. I'm trying to live my life like it's golden. And this next song by Jilly from Philly is dedicated to everybody over at La Farm doing their harvesting, all right? Keep rocking with me.
Putting it on my chain,
All right, and we back. Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. And this last segment, because my hour is almost up, is for all my college students trying to live their best life. But even more particularly for my seniors, man. Woo! Spring semester is always hard. You know, last semester I was struggling to even get to class. But yo, this senior life, it's like I got applications, grad school, maybe jobs. I got a job. I got class. I got them extracurriculars I shouldn't have even taken because I'm a senior. I should be chilling. Got my friends, got my family, got my lady. It can be a lot. You know, it's October and I'm already burnt out. And May is nowhere near where it needs to be. You know, a couple more weeks, about 31 and 5 days. No, 31 and 2 days, excuse me. Yes, I'm counting down. But we almost there, y'all. Almost there. We've done this live thing 4 times over. Went through syllabus week. You know. Went through a couple relationships. A couple classes. Might have dropped 1 or 2. Survived lower food and upper food. You know. Survived the neurovirus our freshman year. That was a good time. Well, for some of us. Like I said, wash your hands. Well, how'd you deal with that? A bomb threat last year that was handled terribly at the administration. Lost a couple folk along the way. But we made it, yo. We made it. Seen it all, done it all. Except walk across that stage, and that's coming very soon. And I'm proud of all my folk in the class of 2019. Because we watched people actually walk off campus. Say they was going to come back, but don't. You know, and sometimes it's understandable because this place can be a lot. You know, life can be a lot for college folk because it's like you got to deal with stuff on campus and you definitely got to still deal with stuff off. But, you know, to all my people who are still doing their thing, for all my folk who are writing theses, capstones, senior projects, whatever, yo, like, be inspired, keep going if you need help with anything and you think that I could be of any type of assistance, please reach out. Also, self plug, I'm writing a thesis. Once again, it's about imperialism's effect on African diasporic affection and its development. I literally say that jump differently every time I talk about it, but I'm basically going to be studying and looking at familial relationships, romantic relationships, self-love and self-perception within the Black community, within the Black diaspora, all over the globe. And I'll be conducting interviews for anybody who is interested, who is a member of the African diaspora, and just be basically asking you any type of question regarding like how you perceive love, how your upbringing was, displays of affection that you found particularly common, uncommon, how your romantic relationships have panned out, and how you perceive yourself. So anybody who is interested, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'll be doing that pretty much up until like it's time to start putting pen and paper. So that's like next semester. But yo, please show love like as much as you possibly can. Cause I ain't trying to read all these books, man. Them interviews gonna make my job a lot easier. Yeah, that's pretty much it for your boy. For this go around. And I just want to say once again, I appreciate everybody who shows love and listens to Time and a Half, because this has really become my baby. Best hour of the week, in my opinion. Much love to everybody, from the freshmen to the seniors. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Be encouraged, be inspired, because we're doing what we have to do. Every day you wake up and you decide to do today, that's an accomplishment, and that's something that should inspire you because you didn't have to. And we thank the Lord that you could. Because every day doesn't have to be ordinary. Because you're extraordinary. And with that said, this is Rare Essence, No Ordinary Love, here on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Y'all know nothing about this.
I gave you all the love. but what can I do? I gotta stay true. Deep inside, I'm still a G, and I don't wanna come between you and your babe. Even though no one treats you better than he can, girl, I can't ever wait. If you get back with me, then it don't change. Till you see that we meet ain't the same.
And I can't help but wait to get back to you all next week on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing love. And thank you for always, always, always making me feel appreciated, making me feel inspired, and making me feel encouraged to keep doing what I'm doing on this wonderful green planet that the Lord has blessed me and all of you with. Be blessed this week. Thank you for showing love. And as always, thank you for rocking with me. This has been Time and a Half. Catch y'all later.